Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I was on the phone with someone that was trying to assist me, and then I was just hung up on. I'm calling because I'm a new customer that was just hooked up a few days ago, and I am miserable with your service. I want to go back to Spectrum, and I'd like to talk to someone about making me happy, or I'm just going to have you come take your stuff.
What issues are you having? I mean, do you have any issues that we could send a tech out to address, or?
I switched from Spectrum, and you know, you guys and all of my friends are saying the same thing, which is really annoying, and just makes me wonder. You know, you how everything's advertised, the routers that you give people suck. Sorry, that's the best word I can use. Like, I'm buffering everywhere. Your technicians did offer to put two routers in and have me pay for one. No, I'm not paying for a second router. You guys need to put in a router that accommodates me because I only had one router before. So I'm really, really annoyed, and I'd like to speak to someone that's either going to give me a better router, another router at no charge, or I'm going to go back to Spectrum. And as I hear it, so are many other people.
Let's see here. What is the name associated with your account?
I don't know if it's under Mark or Leslie or both Mendrysa, M-E-N-D-R-Y-S-A.
Okay, thank you. And so the problem that you're experiencing is you're having times in which your internet is buffering?
Buffering, and yes, this, we're not getting the signals all over the house like we have in the past.
Okay, now if you're not getting signals all over the house, that could just require relocating the router to a better location in the home so that
we I already went through that with the gentleman here, and they felt that this was the best place for it.
Okay,
that it wasn't going to wasn't going to adjust enough. So that if we felt it wasn't, we could pay for another router. No, I'm not paying for another router. The router that I had was sufficient. Yours should be sufficient as well.
Well,
so
it depends on
the answer.
It depends on the
okay.
square footage of your home, and it also depends on any barriers in the home that could obstruct the signal. Which could cause for the need for Wi-Fi extenders in the home. If you have a larger home, oftentimes Wi-Fi extenders would be needed in order to maintain a strong signal throughout the home.
Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is in 25 years, that has never been needed. Just the one router that I've had sufficient for wonderful service. So, again, the answer is update my router to a better one or give me another one to place elsewhere like they had suggested, but I'm not going to pay for it. So those are the two options that I need to speak to someone about or I will be canceling my service. Simple as that. It's not difficult.
Okay, let's see here. And thank you for your patience. And what is your best contact phone number?
845-943-9000. 9789.
That was 845-943-9789. Okay. Thank you. So in some areas of your home, you have excellent Wi-Fi signal, but in other areas, it's just a weak signal?
Yes.
Okay.
And the area of the home where the TVs are is not large at all. It's a living room, a kitchen, a dining room, a bedroom, and a den. That's it.
Okay.
And again, 25 years in my house, never had a problem.
Okay, let's see here. And I could schedule a service call for a tech to go out to see if he can diagnose the issue and either replace the router or get the router that you have working in a manner that would provide an adequate signal throughout your home. However, in that regards. And I'm only supposed to tell you this, because I have to, let's see here. Please be advised that text dispatch for a trouble ticket may incur a truck fee of $49.99 and or labor fee of $130 an hour.
I will be calling back and just canceling my service if you.
Ma'am, I didn't get to finish. I didn't get to finish the sentence that ends with this.
Nope, I don't like your answer. I don't like anything. So I don't like your service, this help. You're even worse than Spectrum was. So
I was going to tell you that the fee. The fee will not apply. The truck roll fee will not apply if the issue is the responsibility of Arch Top.
I understand, but what you're not listening to me is, I am not taking off from work again. I am not wasting any more time. We already went through this. The gentleman said if we found it did not work the way we wanted, the only other option was another router that I would to pay for. So I'm not having another set of texts come out and lose another work day to have them say the same thing. I'm not paying for a second router. So that's the answer. Bottom line, if someone is going to tell me they will come and put the other router in and not charge me the monthly fee, perfect. If they want to come and upgrade the router and give me a better router at no fee, perfect. If neither one of those things are going to happen, then I'm done with your company. Plain and simple.
That's what you need
to send to a supervisor, escalate this something, and have someone call me.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then I will let them know what I'm going to do.
Yes, and that's what I was getting at in regards to the trouble ticket. We have to let the customer know about the truck fee. But in that regards, if the techs do have any better routers that might be able to provide a stronger signal that might be better for your home, then if the tech goes out and the issue is determined to be a responsibility of Archtop because you were provided equipment that wasn't, you know, the most up-to-date and best equipment that we could provide to you, then the truck fee wouldn't apply because that would be the responsibility of Archtop.
Keep repeating yourself, and I'm going to repeat myself one more time. Escalate me to a supervisor. Have them call me back. I'm not taking another day off to meet any other technicians unless you are putting in an upgraded router or a second one at no cost. That's the last time I'm saying it.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience and allowing me to take this message and get this escalated for you as a follow-up so someone can follow up with you to address the issues that you have brought to light, as your issues that you have brought to light are definitely very serious and of definite concern for sure. We definitely want to try to do all we can to make sure that you have a good experience. So this is definitely something that if there's any way we can resolve this to your satisfaction, we definitely want to do that for you. So let's see here. I have submitted that trouble ticket for someone to follow up with you as soon as they are able to do so. And it would likely be tomorrow during business hours.
Thank you for your help.